out in due time. But the court was alarmed enough to enter an order prohibiting them from doing anything, including deleting the LinkedIn pages, which is improper.
The lawsuit seeks $100 million in damage. Four students were murdered and several others seriously injured in the shooting. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden is planning to travel to Kentucky Wednesday to assess storm damage in Fort Campbell, Mayfield, and Dawson Springs. Biden told all the governors the federal government will do everything it can possibly do to help.
This administration has made it clear to every governor, whatever they need, when they need it, make it known to me, and we'll get it to them as rapidly as we can. And that's what we're doing here in Kentucky.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Hey, welcome to the second week of Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. This is your host, John Swisher, the Flaming Conservative. Before we get started, we're going to start off with a little short prayer and pledge allegiance. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving me this opportunity to host my own radio show. And Father, special thanks and praise for your victory for the Slido and defeating the casino. We give you all the thanks and praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Good evening, God-loving patriots. Welcome to the second week of the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Radio Show. Tonight we're going to talk about the victory for Slido and defeating of the casino. First, before I get started, I introduce two special guests of mine in studio tonight. Clay Cangelosi from What's Your Passion and Crazy Clay's Treats in Harahan, and John Mason from The Big John Mason Show.
Hey, 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 brothers and sisters out there. It's great to be here again, and feels good to be in a studio.
Always happy to help new conservative talk shows and prevent them from spewing out mindless dribble we get so much from the left, and to prevent them from becoming one of those annoying variety shows.
Exactly, and we want to help you as much as we can, brother. That's what we're here for.
And I appreciate it. I love y'all guys. like my second brothers.
Well, that's good, and we're glad to help you in any way we can, brother.
Okay, can you pull this up on Fox 8 about the casino?
Yes.
I forgot my glasses. Phone lines, talk lines, 504-556-9696, or you can email me at flamingconservative@wgso.com.
Matthew and Metairie's on.
Okay. We go to Matthew and Metairie, your first call for the night.
Hey, John, Clayton,
hey,
John.
Hey, brother. Good to see you.
Hey, brother Matt. Hey, good evening.
So, I was thinking to myself, one of the things that we're constantly being kept off guard by, they keep throwing crises and crises and crises at us, so we can never actually figure out. We know what we're against, but we never actually seem to be able to get down to the hard philosophical work of figuring out what we're for. And, you know, we're counting on congressional Republicans to do this. But one of the things I've noticed about congressional Republicans and the professional Republican class is currently they basically, the American people have given them a mile, and they are going to take a quarter of an inch.
Right. You give them an inch, they take a mile. You give them 1 mile, they take 10 miles.
Well, I think Matthew's point is kind of the opposite, is that we have put so many Republicans in the legislature, both at the federal and state level, and they do nothing. We have a supermajority of Republicans in the Louisiana Senate, and we could not overturn a single one of John Bel Edwards' veto. Not one. Not for guns, not for transgender sports. I agree with you 100%, Matthew.
You think it's just fear of the local news media, or is it just something else? Because I think that
Americans are good, honest people, and they raise their families, and they live their lives, but they just don't have time to research who they're electing. So if some smooth talker comes along, man or woman, and says, I'm a Republican, vote for me, you believe them. Because it's hard to do research on local candidates. So we put a lot of people who claim to be Republicans but wouldn't know a conservative if they met one into the legislature.
You know, brother.
I don't know what a conservative is anymore. I used to think. But, you know, nowadays, after seeing the things that I've seen, used to be a conservative supported American businesses. And now you find out American businesses don't support Americans.
Well, that's part of the problem. And as a small business owner, I support America. I support small businesses. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later tonight. John invited us to talk definitely about that, what we're going to be doing. But I do want to state this. One of the things that I've done this for as long as I was on the radio. I don't call the Republicans Republicans no more. I call them the do-nothing Republicans because we have a bunch of do-nothing Republicans in office.
Rhinos.
And you know, it's not just the rhinos. We have a lot of Republicans that are good conservatives, but they do nothing. They absolutely do nothing. And, you know, that's the problem. That happened when, you know, Trump's first 2 years of office. We had the House and the Senate, and yet the Republicans did nothing. You know, and it happens here in Louisiana.
Well, nothing good. They spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, see, I'm going to talk about my representative. I'm not going to give you a name. I'm not here to bash, but I'm told I have a very conservative representative. She has 100% pro-tax voting record. The only taxes she has not voted for are when she has been absent from the legislature. Well, how is that conservative? And, of course, the answer is not.
Yes, that's no longer a plank in conservatism is being against taxes. Is that the case? What does conservative mean? What are we conserving?
Exactly. We're almost every conservative is a Republican, but not close to every Republican is a conservative. We need to go back to the values our founding fathers espoused.
Our founding fathers.
That made us the only superpower in the world. We've got the blueprint. We know what we've got to do. We just have to find the moral courage to do it. And most politicians, unfortunately, would much rather be reelected than to take a chance and do something that this country needs that might get them booted out of office.
The problem is a lot of lobbyists.
If you get them booted out of office, then is it really what the country needs?
The problem is you have a lot of these established Republicans that are bought and paid for by big corporations, lobbyists.
Well, it's
I agree, and I'm really surprised at the sort of things that, you know, what really surprised me was when Trump selected the CEO of ExxonMobil to be the Secretary of State, and I said, oh, right, this is great. We have somebody who believes in carbon energy as our Secretary of State. Wrong. He believes in the man-made global warming.
Well, we're running out of time, but let me ask you this, Matthew. I know you, the city of New Orleans just reelected LaToya Cantrell.
AKA Satan's wife.
In New Orleans, the garbage wasn't being picked up. The streets weren't being repaired. Those are things New Orleans needed. If she had actually done those, they still might have thrown her out of office. But it's certainly picking up the garbage, fixing the roads, getting the water out the streets. Those are things New Orleans
needs.
Letting
the small business open up against. And okay, we got to go to a break.
All right. Well, listen, I'm gonna go, but sounds like we're off to a great start. Ciao.
Thank you, Matthew from Metairie.
After 84 weeks of free live stream music shows, FunkyUncle.live has moved our shows to The Howling Wolf so we can bring the funk to you every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We're selling tickets at the door and on our website for only $10, and tickets are half off at the door with a valid student ID. And don't worry if you aren't able to join us at The Howling Wolf, FunkyUncle.live will still be live streaming the show every Wednesday for free. Coming to the FunkyUncle.live stage on December 8th, it's a tribute to Professor Longhair, and on December 15th, Freddie Blue and the Friendship Circle Band. 100% of the proceeds generated from ticket sales goes to the Funk Fund that has raised over $550,000 and helped over 700 musicians and gig workers. So join us for a great cause at The Howling Wolf or at FunkyUncle.live.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
WGSO from the Fuca Range
to Funchal Square. Things have changed.
WGSO, do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans at 7 p.m. on Mondays. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Mondays at 7 p.m.
Hi, this is Barbara Hirsch Napolitano. Join Tracy Napolitano and I every Friday from 5 to 6 on WGSO 990 AM for It's Always Better with Bourbon. Need a great bourbon recipe for the weekend? Want to know what the newest best bourbon is? You want to hear what a master distiller does? Those are some of the things we're going to be talking about. So join us every Friday, 5 to 6. We'll see you there.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. This is your flaming conservative on WGSO, where winning gets superiorly outstanding. Okay, back to my first topic in the first segment, victory for the Slido Casino.
I'll read it for you if you want.
Go ahead,
for
Clay.
This is an article from Fox News here. We'll have Fox to give credit. News. Fox 8 News. For casino developers in New Orleans incumbent Saturday, December 11th, proved to be rough election night. St. Tammany Parish voters rejected nearly a 2-1 margin. A casino resort project proposed for Slidell despite a multi-million dollar advertising barrage from casino developers and opponents, less than 60,000 voters, an estimated 32% turnout of those eligible, cast cast ballots to determine the fate of the proposed Camellia Bay Resort and Casino project. By a margin of 63% to 37%, those voters said that they did not want the casino built on the North Shore. We always felt we were ahead of in the polls, but we did not expect to be this huge, said Rick. I'm not going to try to pronounce his last name, president of the Concerned Citizen of St. Tammany Parish, one of the groups that opposed the project. It was an incredible grassroots effort. We got the message out there. Developers couldn't.
Thank you, Brother John Raymond of New Horizon Church, Slidell, Louisiana. Thank you for leading the charge. You're a man of God.
Right. Well, we don't know if he actually led the charge, but he was a part of the effort and doing what he did to help, and he was a big part of that, and doing what he did to defeat this. And so, you kind of talked about this on your show today, John.
Well, there's so much to talk about. For example, if this casino had been built, it would have affected the life of everyone in St. Tammany Parish.
Especially Slidell.
And the question is, why did only 20% of the people turn out to vote? If you're there and you think that the casino is going to be bad, why wouldn't you turn out and vote? If you live in St. Tammany and you think it's going to create jobs and improve the economy, why wouldn't you turn out and vote? And I think when I talk to people, I keep getting the answer, it doesn't matter if I vote or not. You have some people that say, oh, I got too busy, or oh, I forgot it's election day. But thing number one that has nothing to do with the pass or failure is, why is the turnout so low? Right. How do we get people to vote?
Because it's not a major election.
Well, the second issue I would like to point out is, if you didn't vote because you think your vote doesn't matter, this is proof that your vote does matter. The casinos had so many politicians, representatives, senators behind them. They spent $3 million on ads, and yet it wasn't just rejected. It was curb stomped. It was beaten badly. This was a major victory for the little guy. Yes. And shows that grassroots work.
Now, excellent. God works in mysterious ways.
Yeah, and if you look, there was a contest in New Orleans for one of the city council seats where both guys got 50% of the vote. There was only 60 votes between the winner and the loser out of 13,000 votes that were cast.
Speaking of the council seat, isn't Oliver Thomas a convicted felon? I thought you can't run for office once you're a convicted felon.
Well, A, every state has different laws. B, there's a big difference between a federal office, a state office, and a city office. And I get that question a lot. Election law is complicated, but basically Louisiana philosophy is, if you've paid your debt to society, and Mr. Thomas has, then you are eligible to run for most things in this state.
Exactly. And, yes, he is, and they put a crook back in office, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. And, New Orleans seems to tend to put crooks back in office. I mean, they put Satan's wife back in office.
LaToya the Destroyer.
Yeah. And, it's just, it happens, and it's just something that, at the end of the day, I wanna if you don't mind, John, I wanna kind of talk a little bit about what John and elaborate on, John, because you said something on your show today, people were bashing and
there's a lot of, especially on social media, there is a lot of vitriol, and most of it's coming from, as you might expect, the pro casino forces, the people that wanted the casino. And I've read things like, religious idiots don't understand economics. People believe what their preacher tells them because they don't want to think. It's some really, really, you can tell that these people are in a lot of pain. But what I wanted to point out is, even though politics is really, really emotional, I get it. but you still have to live and work in Slidell and St. Tammany, telling your neighbor that they don't understand basic economics and therefore they voted wrong?
Right.
Even if that's true, you think it's going to make them say, well, gee, I better learn?
Right.
Well, it's divisive. It's going to drive your neighbor away. It doesn't help anyone except politicians that rule by divide and conquer. Fueling your hatred, be civil, people.
Yeah, well, here's the key thing. If you think you should have did a better job, then instead of having 32% turnout, maybe y'all should have pushed more people on your side to turn out and put it. And here's I started to say this, but we ran out of time. I'm going to throw this in here, guys. I personally didn't see an issue with it, but again, I wasn't really for it or against it.
It's just because you're an idiot. No, I'm sorry.
No, I mean, but yeah, that's the way people think.
I know firsthand what damage a casino can do.
And at the end of the day, you know, it's the people of St. Tammany spoke. The votes were cast. And, hey, that's it. I'm not going to sit there and criticize everybody because the people said no. And
Slidell is not a destination city like New Orleans or Biloxi.
Right.
Slidell is a bedroom. It's a little small community.
Well, it's not small anymore. It used to be small. Slidell's pretty big now compared to what it used to be years ago. But, I mean, you don't have to be a destination city to host something to get tourism or something like that. And, I mean, again, at the end of the day, it is what it is. The people spoke. The voters casted their vote. It is a no-go. And, I mean, but I'm not going to sit there and, oh, the people that voted against it, they're stupid and they need to learn. No. You know, again, it's we agree. You can agree to disagree. Move forward. I personally seen some great things that could have came out of that. But, you know, it's there are, you know, there are negative things when you allow any big business in. I'm against big business, period. But, you know, I'm also for tourism and getting tourism into the state and into Jefferson Parish. As a potential candidate for Jefferson Parish, running for parish president, I'm going to propose for things to come into Jefferson Parish. I'd rather small businesses first, and I'm going to give that opportunity to small business. But if we don't have the local business people to do it, then I'm going to reach out to the outsiders and say, hey, look, we the small businesses have first choice. And if they don't want to take first dibs, then guess what? Somebody's got to take it.
What we need in acting New Orleans is besides tourism, we need to make that headquarters of Fortune 500 companies.
No. We don't need to make New Orleans a headquarters for Fortune 500. I disagree with that.
We got to go to the break. We got less than a minute break, so folks, get a cup of coffee or a can of soda or a bottle of water. We'll be right back for the next segment.
Rebecca Chapman, who is the general manager, Jimmy Setchum, who is the executive chef at Broussard's Restaurant, one of the most beautiful restaurants in New Orleans, because Broussard's is a true New Orleans restaurant, and you guys are both New Orleanians.
It's such a pleasure and an honor to be a part of the history and culture at Broussard's.
If you haven't been there lately, you need to correct that problem. Get over there. They got the 1920 special, which is the date of the founding of Broussard's, on wines and on food.
Broussard's Restaurant, 819 Conti, in the heart of the French Quarter.
God, family, and country. Unfortunately, in today's society, God is no longer the center of both the family and country. But on Monday, December 6th at 8 p.m., that will all change because we're putting God and patriotism back in the center of everything. Join me, John Swisher, a.k.a. The Flaming Conservative, host of my new show, Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya, Monday nights at 8 p.m. on WGSO, WGSO.com, and Facebook Live. Come and get you some.
WGSO, across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Everything old is new again is changing time from 1 o'clock on Saturdays to 9 a.m. WGSO 990 AM. David Cohen, what do you think?
Well, we've got to wake up earlier, but I'm just as excited for 9 o'clock.
How about that? Everything old is new again. Going to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning on WGSO 990 at 9 a.m. Stop brewing the coffee. Let's get going here. We got to start early here. Oh, boy. All right.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. The United Cajun Navy are in Kentucky right now to help with rescue and recovery from the horrific tornadoes early Saturday morning that destroyed hundreds of structures and killed dozens of people. Spokesman Brian Trasher says they're setting up supply distribution sites at churches between Bowling Green and Mayfield, and they're using search dogs and drones to try to find victims in all that rubble.
It's very chaotic, and the local people are obviously very, very shell-shocked, and you know, there's a lot of death, so their heads aren't in the game yet, you know.
To help, go to the United Cajun Navy Facebook page. Congressman Garrett Graves is trying to help with sky-high car insurance in Louisiana by filing a federal bill to crack down on those who stage accidents to get insurance money. Graves says one organized ring in the New Orleans area was responsible for over 100.
This isn't something that's just some criminal network and doesn't have victims beyond the people that were sued. This ends up raising insurance rates for all Louisiana drivers.
His bill would mean stiff fines and prison time. This is news on LRN.
DraftKings Sportsbook is coming soon to Louisiana. It won't be long until you can bet on all your favorite sports from the comfort of your own home. To celebrate, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving customers $100 in free bets when you sign up before they go live. No deposit required. DraftKings is bringing their experience as a leader in daily fantasy sports to the sports betting world and have created one of America's top-rated sportsbook app, DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code LA Sports when you sign up. Those who sign up right now will get $100 in free bets to use once mobile sports betting hits Louisiana. That's code LA Sports to get $100 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP. 7867. 21 and over. Louisiana only. Availability varies by parish. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
Good morning, class. A quick head count. Tiffany?
Here.
Zach?
Yup.
Steven? Is he absent again?
For many kids, just getting to school feels like a challenge. Staying through graduation is even harder. That's where Communities and Schools comes in. A powerful community of caring adults, working with vulnerable kids in schools every day, helping them overcome the barriers that stand in the way of learning. Hunger, homelessness, health problems, and even emotional trauma. Communities and Schools. We're inside schools partnering with teachers and counselors, empowering at-risk kids by providing supportive relationships, doing whatever it takes to help them thrive in school and have brighter futures. Communities and Schools. We're in schools to help kids stay in school. See how we help all kids succeed at communitiesandschools.org.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Hey, 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 welcome back to Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. Your host, John Swisher, the Flaming Conservative. Give us a call on our talk line, 504-556-9696, or email me at flamingconservative@wgso.com. Okay, we have Tony from Jefferson on the line.
No, Rusty from Jefferson.
Rusty from Jefferson.
Am I on?
Yes, you are. Good evening, Mr. Rusty.
Good evening, John. Good luck to you on your brand new show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say one thing. You guys all together there, obviously.
Yes, we are.
The problem that conservatives have in the past is not working together. This casino thing had different people on different radio shows fighting against it.
Right.
On John's show, John Mason's show, he had John Raymond on there, which I think would probably make a good show substitute. John, by the way, I kind of back off that now that the casino thing is finished. But he had him on, and different people had different talk shows, Hahn and other people, who were fighting against this casino. And like you guys doing tonight, I think you have a goal in mind of being together. And when they do that, we can win a lot of battles against the left wing.
That's the idea of me having this show. It's a calling right. from the good Lord.
Yeah, so if you have more unity and cooperation and people sharing the limelight, I think we can do a lot of good like we did with the...
Well, Rusty, I think the elections in Virginia show that. I think the defeat of the casino, we still have the power, but we're still kind of a sleeping giant. We're stirring a little, but if the people wake up, if the voting percentages go up, we might have public servants again instead of public overlords.
Right. Well, and I've said that for years, that we don't have politicians. We have kings and queens right now serving in office. And, you know, until we take the kings and queens out of power and dethrone them and put them back as servants, and we're supposed to be the kings and queens, the people. And they work for us, but they don't. They, you know, at the end of the day, we elect them. They're only our servant when it's an election year. So every 3.5 years, they become our servant. After that, they become the gods again. And so that's basically how that works in that sense.
Yeah, Clay, if I could say one more thing. The appeal of money and the appeal of vanity, ego, gets in the way, and that's why these people forget the people.
Mm-hmm. That's why we should have term limits for Congress in the United States Senate. No more than 2 terms of Congress. Serve you 2 terms, go home.
So are you prepared to call a federal constitution commission? You were talking about, you have no idea what that would entail. It's going to be almost impossible to get 2/3 of the states to agree to amend the constitution like that.
But the problem is, both sides of the aisle, they forget they're our servants. We pay their salaries with our tax dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they turn around and they think they can dictate to us. People like Nancy Pelosi and Chucky Schumer, they think they own this country. But guess what? I got news for them. They don't.
Well, they do until we stop them.
Correct.
That's the problem. Nobody has stopped them over the years. But now we're going to do it.
Yeah, well, we spend too much time, focusing on what we're going to do today, what I'm going to wear, instead of focusing on getting these people out of power. And, you know, we have way too many people in power. I am a constitutional conservative. I'm believing in keeping our constitution. I believe in keeping our freedoms, keeping our rights. At the end of the day, Trump, was he a physical constitution? No, he was not. And Trump spent money. He was a constitutional conservative. And That's what we need. We need not just conservatives. We need constitutional conservatives in
office.
Let's
start by getting
power.
Some conservatives in office.
Right.
Let's take one step at a time.
Yes, I agree with that, Big John.
Well, you know, getting conservatives in office, though, it's just we need them. And if we can't get them, how many people, you know, out there are willing to run? I mean, there's not many people. I said this. I was on a America's Voice, a Veterans Day special. And one of the things I said in a statement I made is how we take America back and make America great is start local. If we take our cities back, if we take our counties and parishes back, we take our municipalities back, we take our sheriffs back. Let me tell you something. The federal government can do what they want. The liberals can almost have the federal government. They have no power at the local level in a sense that if we have a conservative sheriff and they come try to take our guns, then we take our states back. Then we take our federal government back. We got to start at home. The problem is we're trying to change America, but our home is a mess.
We don't need to change America. We need to undo the changes that the progressives and the socialists and the liberals have done.
But it has to start at home.
Step one, put Soros in prison now.
Right.
He belongs under the prison cell. He is a worthless SOB. Excuse my language.
All right. Well,
that starts at home. And you know, if you have a house that's a wreck, you can't change a church. You know, yeah, but you can't get up there and if your life is a wreck, you can't change things. And, you know, we change America by changing home first and making home great. And then we will make the rest of the world great and America great again. And that is my whole philosophy. We can't make America great again and undo things unless we start at home. Because if, you know, the problem is starting if we do these local grassroots, like what happened in Virginia, these grassroots movements, and, you know, take California back. It starts by taking these local grassroots, taking these communities. And then once you take these communities back, then eventually you could take the major cities back.
Totally agree with you.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I think you're a jive turkey.
Now,
let's talk turkey.
Okay, my fellow patriots, I want to make an announcement. Crazy Clay's Treats in Harahan, Louisiana is sponsoring a Christmas fried turkey's benefit local conservative radio talk show hosts Jeff Couriere and Big John Mason. The price is $62 for pickup, tax included.
Right.
Well, wait, so, let's back it up.
You're jumping ahead of the thing, brother.
Go ahead and explain it,
Clay. So here we go. At the end of the day is Crazy Clay, which is myself. I own a local business here in New Orleans, and we're starting. It's part of my giving back to my Crazy Clays for a cause. It's giving back, and I'm choosing two conservative hosts that are on that are out, and I'm choosing to keep them going. So I've chose John Mason, which is here. Jeff couldn't be here tonight with Ringside Politics, and I'm actually giving back. So we're doing a fried turkey benefit. Starting now, you can place your orders. You can go to Crazy Clay's, Crazy with a K, K-R-A-Z-Y, C-L-A-Y-S.com. And place your orders, or you can give me a call at 504-434-8614. You can pay
still by... Still too fast on that phone number.
504-434-8614. So we do local limited delivery, and we also, you can come pick up.
All right, let's first start with these are 10 to 14 pound birds. And if you've never had a fried turkey... I had my first one 2 years ago with Dawn Busters do a fantastic turkey fry. That's a Kiwanis club.
Yes.
And they are juicy.
Yummy.
I mean, they are so good. Now, we were trying to get conservative turkeys And conservative turkey is one that has two right wings.
Yes.
But those are harder to find. So these are regular turkeys.
Yeah.
With a right wing and a left wing.
Yeah. But you don't have to eat the left side. Just eat the right side. So, guys, if and I guess because we're running out of time, we still have a little bit of over a minute to talk about this. But if you want to purchase, but if you purchase this turkey and purchase your Christmas dinner ready, guys, and you want to still support local conservatives, guys, you still can purchase this turkey and just tell me you want to donate it. So if you want to donate it, then I will then in turn take and donate all the fixings to go with it and give it to a good needy family. So, John, you want to take it from here? And I guess we'll pick this up on the next segment.
Yes, sir. Okay, guys, grab a cup of coffee or a can of soda or a bottle of water. We got to pay some bills.
Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi everybody, I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
After 84 weeks of free live stream music shows, FunkyUncle.live has moved our shows to The Howling Wolf so we can bring the funk to you every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We're selling tickets at the door and on our website for only $10, and tickets are half off at the door with a valid student ID. And don't worry if you aren't able to join us at The Howling Wolf, FunkyUncle.live will still be live streaming the show every Wednesday for free. Coming to the FunkyUncle.live stage on December 8th, it's a tribute to Professor Longhair, and on December 15th, Freddie Blue and the Friendship Circle Band. 100% of the proceeds generated from ticket sales goes to the Funk Fund that has raised over $550,000 and helped over 700 musicians and gig workers. So join us for a great cause at The Howling Wolf or at FunkyUncle.live.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, y'all. The Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
This is David Jeremiah inviting you to join me here on Talk Radio 990 every weekday at either 5:30 or 6:30 a.m.
Welcome back to Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Show with your host, the Flaming Conservative. And now to my special guests, Crazy Clay and Big John. They're going to finish explaining the turkeys.
Guys, back to what we were talking about before you left. If you're just jumping in and coming into the show here. Me and John Mason, Mason was talking about the conservative turkey fry that we're doing, and that's going to benefit Jeff Cuere, Ringside Politics, and John Mason in their future endeavors in being a host. And what they do, you know, they want to advance their shows through podcasts and other things. It takes money, guys. It takes money to do this. This is not, as a former host, and I'm coming back, I promise, guys, I'll be back in March. This is not a piece of cake, you know, raising money to keep these shows on the air. And so what we're doing is, you know, I've decided as part of my Crazy Clays for a Cause, the nonprofit side of this, I want to donate and help different causes. Well, since I'm a conservative and I love conservative talk, I want to help two of my favorite hosts.
And look, speaking as one of those hosts, I am truly grateful. Jeff does a fantastic show. I like to think I do a fantastic show. And okay, I'm being facetious here. I know we make it look easy. Right. We're good looking, we're interesting, we're entertaining. And again, I'm being facetious.
Clay's the only hot one in here.
It's really hard to keep your show going and make it interesting. And we've got these 10 to 14 pound turkeys. If you've never had one, man, they're good. Yes. And we have some help. Some of the people, we're not affiliated with the Kiwanis, but some of the people that have done the Dawnbuster Turkey Fry are advising us on this. We've got some skilled professionals. In case you want to know where, it's at Crazy Clay's Treats. You can pick them up. If you want to pick them up, it's $62, including all taxes, state fees, etc. If you want delivered, limited delivery area, but we do some on the North Shore. That's $75. Again, all taxes, state and local fees covered. So,
yes, and the address to that is 1801 Dickory Avenue in Harahan. Now, guys, let me explain to you where this is at. Sweet B. We're in Pacino's. So we're in a Pacino's. Guys, just come to Pacino's. Go to Sweet B of the building. And if you accidentally walk into Pacino's, tell them you're looking for Crazy Clays, and they'll tell you where we're at.
Okay, now we're asking that orders come in by no later than Tuesday the 21st.
Yes.
Because we need an accurate count on how many turkeys to buy, and we need to start defrosting them so they can be fried. So the website, KrazyClays, Crazy Clays, that's crazy with a K, .com, is up and running.
CLAYS. You forgot the S in there.
I forgot. Crazy Clays, crazy with a K. All right. Now, John, I'm not telling you how to run your show, but we've got some people on the phone. So take
a call. Okay. We go to Cash Money from Cincinnati, Ohio. Good evening, Cash. You're on the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Show.
How are you, John? The flaming conservative. I haven't seen you in a few months.
How you doing, Cash?
I'm so glad that you finally got your radio show up and running. One question on the little turkey fry. Is it just the turkey for the fee, or is there side dishes coming with that?
No,
I'm just asking.
It's just the turkey.
Just the turkey. And it's more of a fundraiser to help a conservative cause. We need to push the issues. You'll take a little funding, and we'll do a few little events and so on and so forth, I would assume.
And I stated this before the show, for people that are just joining, that if you already have your Thanksgiving, or if you live away and you're not in a viewing area and you want to purchase a turkey to donate to someone, and you don't know, I know lots of people, we can figure ways to get these turkeys donated. I can bring them different places. So you can actually purchase this turkey and have it donated. I will throw in all the fixings. So everything that goes with it, if it's donated to a needy family. So that's only if we donate it to a needy family, I will throw in the goodies to go with it.
So my comments tonight is I'm so happy the casino failed.
You're not the only
that's
one.
That's a good thing, and it's a sway for the voting system. It's nice to know that the machines don't steal everything, but maybe it's because, you know, the other side owns the casinos and they're not really government. I don't know. As far as fixing the issues of our day, and we just keep turning our wheels, this stuff started when they stole the election in Chicago in 60, and then they pretty much covered up Kennedy's assassination, and then the other one runs somebody off into the water and kills them. And this government has been watching. Wow, we got away with that. We got away with that. And they just continue manipulating because they know there is no accountability above them. They have manipulated this Constitution for 240-plus years, and they just need a boss over them that actually would say that. But how would you actually hire a boss in 330 million people? You can't. The only thing we can do, it says we the people. And I want to know what we the people think every morning at 9 a.m. And to say that in this technological era that we can't set it up, register people, give them devices to communicate with us directly and have it focused and safe and unfraudulent, we're not going to solve anything until we actually ask the people, because the whole system's been manipulated and bullied by possible mobsters. And the only thing that can defend that is 330 million people having the opportunity to have their voices heard today. And if they know they actually get that, and it's legit, participation goes to 95%, not 50%. And I really am not afraid.
Okay, Cash.
What the people think.
All right.
I got for you tonight. I appreciate it.
Great comment. We got another caller coming in. Thank you for your call, Cash Money. We go to Roland in Metairie. Good evening, Mr. Roland. You're on the Holy Patriotic Jambalaya Show.
Hi, John. Hi, Clay. Hi, John.
Hey, brother.
Great show. And like the callers calling in, just want to mention right quick, Novatown Bible Study didn't go away. We're just not on the radio right now. However, tomorrow night, I have a great DVD to look at if anyone wants to view over at Crazy Clay's Candy Store. It's called 1776. It's all about America. So if anyone would like to swing by and view it, I'm for that.
Yes, and again, that address is 1801 Dickory Avenue, Suite B. And if you need maybe directions, or if you get lost and you want to try to find us, 504-434-8614. What time we're doing that, Roland?
7 o'clock.
7 p.m., guys. So Ez and Dave from Liberty of Lockdown would say, be there.
Come and get you some.
And, guys, look, I don't think we've talked enough about Crazy Clay's. Man, chocolate bombs. Homemade heavenly hash, homemade peanut butter fudge. It's called Crazy Clay's Treats for a reason.
Yes.
You really need to go out. And, of course, you can get cocoa. You can buy one of his famous cocoa bombs, et cetera.
Yes.
You need to check it out.
Yes, and we're open Monday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. So every Monday through Saturday from 4 to 9, we're only limited hours because of limited staff and just getting things started. So from 4 to 9, if you want to come out and join us, you know, Monday through Thursday, come check us out. So,
yep.
John?
All right. You want to clear the phone lines?
No, we're ending.
Oh,
I can't get to all your callers tonight, but call me back next week. In the meantime, send me an email, flamingconservative@wgso.com. Thank you for tuning in to the Holy Patriotic Jambalaya Show with the Flaming Conservative. See you. Talk to you next Monday night. Same back time, same bat channel.
Yep.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hey, Tracy, you know what I'm thinking about buying our friends for the holidays?
Know what?
Bar to Go, a compact case that allows you to travel virtually anywhere with your 50-